The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Texas show.
People tell me that since I'm the announcer, it's not about me, Todd Wilkerson. They say that my job is to serve the host of the show, Eric Metaxas.
What nonsense. I've known Eric for years, and you can take it from me. You just can't depend on him.
Mark my words. One day you'll blink and he'll be gone.
Off to fleece the next group of suckers.
But I'll always be here, no matter what, right here for you. Put your feet up and tell me all about it. Oh, yeah. And now your host.
If he's even still showing up.
Eric Metaxas.
What a mean person.
Wow.
I don't know why I call him friend. You know, Albin, it's hurt. Todd is hurtful. But anyway, people who know Todd know that's just who he is. Hey, It's the Eric Metaxas Show. In a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking to Sebastian Gorka. He has a new book out. And you know what?
What?
I have a new book out, too.
You?
Shall I do.
Do you want to share, please?
I do, yeah. Yeah, it's called Donald Drains the Swamp. And I have to say, I'm happy to say that yesterday Dennis Prager had me on and I talked to him about it. He's very excited about the book. And this morning, Hugh Hewitt had me on and he's excited about the book. And
good.
I figured if those guys are excited about the book, it must be a great book. So I'm going to get copies.
Mm-hmm.
And
read it.
But actually, what really makes me happy is that I went, and the only way you can see how a book is doing realistically, like moment to moment, is to check on Amazon. There's a rank. If you go down to product descriptions, it says it gives you the book rank, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you want to get to number one, like the number one bestseller in all of the universe is. Now, here's the thing. Right now, what's the number one book? My book was, 1,000 or something like that. And then as I got on Hugh Hewitt and whatever, it went to like 300 something, which is decent, right? But it's still not in the top 100. Well, this morning, or just now, it jumped to 170. So we're breathing down the neck of the top 100, right?
Yes.
But what's the number one book in the country? Stephen Colbert has written a bitter, anti-Trump, fake children's book. Now, it's a real fake children's book in the sense that you would never give it to a kid. It looks like a kid's book, but it's not appropriate for children because it's just kind of mean and weird. But my book, of course, is a, even though it's a humor book for adults like Colbert's book, it's really also a children's book. Genuinely, you can give it to kids and people are giving it to kids and kids like it. And they especially like to say Georgia Soros. But what drives me crazy is that Colbert is on every night being mean. It's one thing not to like the president, but he's pretty vicious. If I had a TV show like his, I would never be that vicious about Hillary or Obama or whatever. It's one thing to crack jokes. I mean, Johnny Carson always cracked jokes about the president, but there's a meanness to it that bothers me. And so, of course, now he and his writers have put out this book, and it's literally number one in the country. And so I kind of like to send a message to the country and to Mr. Colbert by having my book at some point overtake his book.
Yes.
So that means his book will have to drop from number one or my book could just go to number one. But, you know, there are so many people in this country who don't hate the president. And I kind of think like, hey, if you don't hate the president, maybe this book is for you. And I actually think that this is a good book to give to people who don't like the president because it's warm hearted. It's not mean. It's not like ha ha. But whatever. I just had to say that. I was so glad that Hugh Hewitt loved it and Dennis Prager loved it. I was supposed to be on Shannon Bream last night, and I think I said that on the radio, but they had to cancel. So I'm going to be on Shannon Bream tomorrow night, which is Friday. So
good.
Today's Thursday. That's tomorrow night. So I just wanted to say that. Oh, and also, Albin, remember, I showed it to you. We have these He's My Caveman buttons, right? So it's like a big campaign button. It says, he's my caveman, which is because at the end of the book, they say to him, do you want to be king? And he goes, no. He says, you know, a free people, you're free people. And a free people tell their leaders what to do, and the leaders have to do it. And they say, you mean like a president? He goes, yeah. And he goes, if that's what you're looking for, I'm your caveman. So we had these buttons printed up that say, he's my caveman. And it's the Donald figure with the thumbs up. And we can't sell them, but we can give them away. And if you buy 5 copies of the book and send us proof of purchase to info@ericmetaxas.com, we will send you 5 buttons for the 5 books. I think that's what we're doing. And if you send proof of purchase for 10 books, we'll send you 10 buttons or whatever it is. But at the minimum is 5, because we can't spend all our time mailing packages and stuff. But they're big buttons. They're not little buttons. They're like nice big buttons.
Oh, yeah.
They've got to be, I don't know,
beautiful,
3.5 inches across. But they're like big cookies. And anyway, so they say, he's my caveman. And we'll send that to you for free if you send us proof of purchase for buying 5 or more books at info@ericmetaxas.com. I believe that's the deal. My staff tells me these things, and I just repeat them on the radio. But actually, we'll also put the details in this week's newsletter, which goes out tomorrow.
Yes.
The newsletter. If you don't get the newsletter, you have to go to ericmetaxas.com. Not metaxastalk.com. ericmetaxas.com, and sign up, and you'll get it tomorrow. And all the details are in there. So I just really wanted to make sure I got that in before Sebastian enters the conversation with his booming voice. In an hour or two today, since it's Thursday, Alvin, this was your idea.
Mm-hmm.
This was your idea to do a throwback Thursday, because a lot of times we have these guests on, they're so great, we think we really should play that twice. Well, every Thursday, an hour or two, we're going to play an encore. And this is our friend Oz Guinness. He has a new book out called Last Call for Liberty. We're going to have him on, I guess, in November. We'll have him on again. But we did an hour with him this summer, and it was just tremendous. So I guess I'm we just feel like we want to play it again. If you didn't hear it, and even if you did hear it, he's just nobody like Oz
terrific.
Guinness.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say that that's an hour two today. Right. Okay. Oh. Alliance Defending Freedom.
Yes.
We've been raising money for Alliance Defending Freedom. Now, a lot of you know that they're a nonprofit organization. They rely on the generosity of others, right? They provide free legal services for clients being targeted by hostile governments or states, like Jack Phillips was targeted by the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, whom no one elected. And they basically said, we're going to put you out of business because you wouldn't bake a cake to celebrate a same-sex wedding. And he thought, well, excuse me, I don't bake Halloween cakes. I'm a Christian. If you come here and you ask me to create something for you, if it violates my religious principles, I can't do it. Well, we're going to have him on tomorrow to discuss this in detail on this program. But I want to say that Alliance Defending Freedom stepped up to help him. It would have cost hundreds of thousands of dollars for him to defend himself and his business. He was basically going out of business. I mean, they're going to put you out of business because wedding cakes are his bread and butter, to mix metaphors. So he really was suffering. Alliance Defending Freedom came in and took it all the way to the Supreme Court and won 7-2. So if people think that this is some narrow conservative ruling, no, 7-2. And so Alliance Defending Freedom did that for free. And this is going on all around the country. You heard about the deal with the former fire chief of Atlanta, Kelvin Cochran, who's been on the program. So that's what they do. There's another case right now that's going on. And all of these things they do, folks, for free, which is why we have to help, right? So more recently, Washington State, their attorney general decided to target a grandmother named Baronelle Stutzman. She's the owner of a local flower shop because she declined to create a custom floral arrangement for same-sex wedding. She felt that that violated her religious beliefs. ADF stepped in to offer her legal support for free. Okay, so this could be you or your neighbor or your friend or your cousin or your brother. The actual costs of doing the litigation like that were huge, okay? They did it for free. If it could happen to Baronelle, it could happen to you. So Baronelle is standing strong and not wavering. Here's a clip from Baronelle.
It's about freedom. It's about my 8 kids and our 23 grandchildren and the future. There's not a price on freedom. You can't buy my freedom. If it's me now, but tomorrow it's going to be you. You got to wake up. They're talking about bullying me into doing something that is against my faith. They can't do that. They can get rid of me, but they can't get rid of God.
Okay, we need your help, folks. We really, really, really need your help. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the banner to help. MetaxasTalk.com. They really need your help. Everything is doubled. Doubled. Here's the phone number, 800-556-2770. 800-556-2770. 800-556-2770. Double your money. Give today. Thank you.
Hey, did you happen to see?
Hello?
I'm so glad we finally get to talk. Your email sounded like you're feeling isolated.
I need help. I've been feeling so low. I just need someone to talk to.
Well, I'm here, and I really want to hear from you. Why are you feeling so low?
Nobody understands me. I feel so alone.
Well, you're not alone anymore. I'm here. Now, what is it that's got you feeling low?
Faithful Counseling is here to help. Our team of licensed Christian counselors want to help you get through this. We can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone or even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. I'd like to give you your first week free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let's talk. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. We really want to help you. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let us help.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com. Promo code MIKE2018.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
thinking that life has passed them by.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. As you know, today is Thursday. In hour two, we do a throwback Thursday. So we always want to make sure that in hour one, we have something particularly fresh and wonderful. And I'm happy to report that on the line with me is our friend Sebastian Gorka. Sebastian, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me back, Eric.
Well, I love talking to you about anything, anytime, but you've got a new book out. Of course, I've got a new book out, but enough about me. What do you think about my new book? Just kidding. Your new book is...
I wish I'd thought about it first.
Well, as long as somebody thought of it. No, you have a new book out called Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. The title of your book... obviously makes most of us think of this president. There's something about this president there that he's a fighter. And sometimes I think people, even people like me, bristle a little bit. We, you know, because we think sometimes there is a time to apologize and so on and so forth. But he seems to have this fighter spirit in him that's unlike anything we've really seen in modern times. I can't think of any president that even approaches it. Even my favorite president, Ronald Reagan, he didn't have this kind of pugnacious side. Trump has that. You have that. And the book title, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies, obviously you capture that. What is it about this time that made you write a book with this title, with this theme, and what makes this president have this attitude? Why do you think we need this right now, Sebastian?
I think it's very simple, and I think this is the reason that most Americans elected him the 45th president. It's because politics is broken on the left and the right. Business as usual politics just does not represent the will of the people and doesn't fix the problems that have been festering for decades. I think exactly the same thing happened with our British cousins with Brexit. They saw the European Union fundamentally not representing the interests of the British people. So they said, enough is enough, basta, we're leaving. I think the fact, and I traveled with the president to Youngstown, Ohio, that's the Steel Valley, hardcore Democrat area. And we went for a rally. The stadium was packed. I met with hundreds of people before the president made his speech. And it was electric because these were manual laborers from Steel Valley,
right.
Salt of the earth, working class Americans. You know they were registered Democrats, their parents, their grandparents. And when this billionaire from Manhattan came on stage with his beautiful wife, what happened? The whole building resonated for 5 minutes with chants of USA, USA, drain the swamp. This isn't Texas. This is Youngstown,
right.
Ohio, and I think that tells you everything you need to know. People want to have things fixed. They look at the bloat in Washington. They look at senators and congressmen who've been on Capitol Hill for 30 or 40 years,
yep.
Which would horrify our founding fathers,
yeah.
And they said, we need a change, and we need this kind of positive disruptor, and that's who Donald Trump is.
Well, you're very right, and it's funny when you see him appear that way, and you have all these working class people clamoring to see him, to cheer for him. It reminds me of Churchill in World War II, and I think that we're kind of in a battle, even though some people are not willing to acknowledge it, with forces that, in their own way, are as pernicious as the forces of fascism. In Europe, they threaten to destroy everything we hold dear. These are existential threats to self-government, to liberty, to all of the things that we have built over centuries in the West. And I think that, you know, the common man in America gets it. He sees it in all kinds of ways. And so people have, in fact, been looking for a hero. Heroes are never perfect. They have feet of clay, but they have an ability to rally people. When you think of Churchill, Churchill was as far from the common man as anybody. I mean, he grew up in Blenheim Palace, for goodness sake. And yet,
yeah,
somehow...
With an American mother.
Yeah, well, there you go. That gets him out of it. Well, so, but it's so fascinating because when you mention this billionaire showing up with his beautiful wife, what is it that resonates? And it's, I think, the idea that people say, look, he's fighting for me. Somehow I know he's fighting,
yeah,
for me. That's a big deal in this day and age when you have people like, you know, nobody really believed that Mitt Romney or Jeb Bush had anything approaching that. And God forbid, Ambassador Huntsman. These are not the kind of people who are going to resonate with Rust Belt workers. So it's a fascinating phenomenon. You're quite right.
And it's more than just a sense or a feeling. I mean, in many cases it is. It's a gut sympathy. This man is simpatico to these assault of the Earth Americans. But it's deeper than that, because they see him actually do it. This isn't just rhetoric. Other politicians promise and then never produce. The president says, I'm going to crush ISIS. What does he do? He comes in and he crushes ISIS. He says, the economy stinks. Everybody's, you know, like Gulliver tied down by the Lilliputians regulations. Yes. I'm going to completely change that. And what happens to the American economy? And then, most important of all, when it comes to personal moral fiber, you look at what he did for Justice Kavanaugh in the White House, where he's just stood up to the whole world and said, this man has been wronged and he is innocent. So it's not just the impression of fighting, it's actually fighting, and you cannot fake that.
It is funny, because I think, again, that we need that more than ever. There's just no question. I think that if he had run for president in 1980, it wouldn't have worked. But the fact of the matter is, today we are in such bad straits. I mean, it's an amazing thing to think that Great Britain voted. They voted to leave the European Union, thank the Lord. And you have so many other folks in Europe who are seeing the same things there magnified that we're seeing here, and they're finally revolting. Something has finally happened where the common man and woman are understanding it is not everything they've told us. We've given it 40 years. It hasn't worked. We've got to take action. It's an amazing moment in history.
It truly is, and I think it changes American politics forever. I don't think there's any, after 8 years of Donald Trump, there's no going back to business as usual. And I think you see this with the Democrats and their so-called front runners for 2020. I mean, the latest poll has Joe Biden at the top of the list. That means that the president's opposition has learned absolutely nothing in the last 2 years.
Well, obviously we must first win the midterms. And I am concerned, because I do think that if we get even slightly apathetic, I mean, when we talk about a fight, this is a fight. And again, you don't have to agree with everything about Donald Trump, but you've got to understand that if you do not vote for him and for his candidates, and if we do not hold Congress, we are going to have horrific Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer chaos in the nation's capital for 2 years. It's going to be very unpleasant. And I'm concerned for the country. So people really need to vote. I mean, wherever you are, folks, please. It's just something that I think it's never been as important. You and I have discussed this previously.
Yeah, it's everything that we've achieved, from the Supreme Court to national security, the economy, is on the ballot in less than 3 weeks' time. This isn't just another midterm. This is the left has said. We have the leaders of the Democrats in the House and the Senate saying, we intend to sabotage the presidency if we take the House. It will be subpoena after subpoena, investigation after investigation. To what end? Not for any end that's good for Americans, but just because they hate Donald Trump. And the question on the ballot will be, are you giving in to hatred, or do you love this country? It's really nothing more complicated than that.
Well, the irony, of course, that the other side keeps talking about hate, down with hate. I've never seen so much hate in my life. It really is dismaying. Right. It's genuinely dismaying that people who have all kinds of issues with this president. Well, good for you if you do. Let's have the debate. But to effectively say we're not interested in having a debate. We're interested in shutting you down with every kind of epithet. It's a lamentable place for us to be in the United States of America. They've run out of arguments, Sebastian. And I don't know if we do win the midterms, which by God's grace, I hope we do. You kind of wonder what happens to the bitter left at that point.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the reasons I wrote Why We Fight. It's to sharpen the understanding that in the political environment today, one side's fuel is literally hatred. You look at Antifa, you look at Maxine Waters, you look at all these other people, Maisie Hirono telling American men to shut up, Maxine Waters telling Democrats to harass female cabinet members when they're pumping gas. I mean, that's un-American, and we need to rediscover who we are as a nation and to be fueled by love of our founding principles.
Amen.
And not hatred of the other.
Amen. The irony. It's amazing. Folks, I'm talking to Sebastian Gorka. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. His book is Why We Fight, to be continued on the other side of the break. Stick around.
Now the wind has changed direction, and I have to leave.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-452-6990. That's 800-452-6990. 800-452-6990. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Sebastian Gorka on this wonderful Thursday. His new book is called Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. Sebastian, in this book, you've got a number of heroes, some of whom I knew next to nothing about. You've got Whitaker Chambers in here. You talk about Eugene Red McDaniel. And there's a chapter called What Do You Need to Know About War? Tell us a little bit about that, because you know a lot about war. And tell us your background in case people don't know you beyond just seeing your face on Fox News, that you're a pundit. But you have an amazing background with regard to military fighting.
Well, I was blessed with some opportunities through my life. In college, on a dare one day, I found myself at a military base on a selection course. Ended up a member of the British Army Reserves in a military intelligence unit. Fell in love with that kind of life. Dabbled in it in college. Then I started studying it more systematically, looking at the evolution of terrorism, did a PhD in that, and then was honored after 9/11 to be invited by a U.S. Marine, a legend called Colonel Nick Pratt, to become a member of his faculty teaching a counterterrorism course on a U.S. base in Europe. And then married an American and decided that we need to come to the last great, the best hope, and that's this nation, and was again blessed with a job teaching at the National Defense University of the Defense Department, teaching a master's degree in counterterrorism. And then one day in June of 2015, I get a phone call from Corey Lewandowski asking me if I'd be interested in advising candidate Trump on national security issues. So that's it in a nutshell, but lots of more details.
Well, it's why you're qualified to write a book with the title Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. You know a lot about this. Now, in this chapter, what do you need to know about war? Tell us a little bit about that, because most of us don't have anything approaching your background.
So first things first, when you say the word war to Americans, it means something quite different from if you say it to a European or somebody from Africa or Asia. When you say war to Americans, I think of images of Private Ryan. So massed infantry, tank battalions, dogfights over the Pacific. But if you look at the data, if you look at the last two centuries, and I have a chart in the book, more than 80% of all conflict since Napoleon is what we technically term irregular warfare or unconventional, meaning it's not the armies of various countries fighting each other. It is the army of one nation state fighting a non-state actor, whether it's Stephen Decatur, youngest U.S. naval captain ever, fighting the Barbary pirates off the shores of Tripoli 200 years ago in our first counter-jihadi action, or whether it's our brave special operations units today in Syria or Iraq fighting the remnants of ISIS or the Taliban in Afghanistan. That is warfare. Warfare in its majority is messy, is not something you can easily map in a war room. And unfortunately, we've become used to thinking of war in ways that don't reflect the reality on the ground.
That is very interesting. Right now, when you say why we fight defeating America's enemies, you don't only mean our military enemies. You mean our ideological enemies, who, unfortunately, are often within the country. And right now, that's become painfully clear.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I have a whole chapter on the significance of ideology and what it takes to defeat bad ideas. Because bad ideas, whether they're fascist, Nazi, whether they're communist, or whether they're jihadi, can only be defeated by better ideas. And unfortunately, we've been losing the war of ideas in America for at least 40 years now. The mere idea that the victims of Communism Foundation in its recent poll, shocking, found that 42% of millennials would like to live in a socialist or communist America, that should chill the bones of anybody, not just people like myself who are children of the Cold War and whose parents lived under fascism, who suffered and were tortured under communism. It shows you that there are those inside the nation who have falsified history and who will put us at risk of this ideology that has been responsible for the death of over 100 million human souls, Eric.
It's beyond belief, and I think it's one of the reasons that you resonate so much with me and with so many. As I've said to you, what we share is that we have had parents who saw, and your father more closely even than my parents, the evil of communism.
Yeah.
And not just communism, but anything that is a godless ideology that elevates the state to be worshipped, in effect, over human beings and certainly over God. It's really something that most Americans are blissfully ignorant about, and we have to let them know. And it's why I'm glad you've written your book. It's why I do half of what I do. Folks, I'm talking to Sebastian Gorka. We have just a couple of seconds left here, but on the other side of the break, we have more with Sebastian Gorka. We're talking about his book, Why We Fight.
Forever, and there we shall never grow.
Albin, I always talk about Relief Factor, but sometimes it's better to hear from somebody else. So today, we're going to hear from Anne. Here she is.
It has changed my life, is the only thing I can say. Been exercising for years. My shoulder is in bad, bad shape. It's swelling. It hurts. It goes numb during the night. Well, I heard about Relief Factor on the radio, and I'd been hearing testimonies for a couple of years, and I said, I'm going to order Relief Factor because I need help. I was sleeping sitting up for 5 years with pillows in my back, and now I'm sleeping flat on my back with one pillow.
This is amazing. I beg my relatives to take this. I was at a wedding recently. I'm begging them. I'm saying, look, you've got aches and pains. Take this. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you. You're crazy not to try it. And by the way, it's cheap. Like, that's the whole idea. That's why it's, like, you know, sweeping the nation, because people can afford to take it.
Yes.
Go to ReliefFactor.com. Get the quick start pack for $19.99. Check it out. 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com.
You shield my head in the day of battle. Amen?
Amen.
Based on the true story of an Army chaplain and his wife.
I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family under God.
It made me appreciate family more.
The theme of redemption was just so powerful.
If that couple can find help, I think we all can.
Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. For tickets and showtimes, go to indivisiblemovie.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
With the U.S. Embassy now open in Jerusalem, the world is witnessing the fulfillment of God's covenant with His chosen people. What does this mean for Christians around the world watching these events unfold? In his new book, Earth's Last Empire, best-selling author and prophecy expert Pastor John Hagee unpacks thousands of years of history and biblical prophecy to answer your most pressing questions about the end times. Get Earth's Last Empire, now online and wherever you buy books.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom, just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional. But it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses, or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Sebastian Gorka. His new book is called Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. Sebastian, we're talking about how so many people today in America, and I've seen this all my life, they don't really appreciate what we have. And so they're blissfully ignorant that we have to fight to keep what we have, because they seem to think that this is the natural state of things. This is very far from the natural state of things. It's kind of like people who live and there's a big, big dam protecting them from all the water that would be rushing through. And they think that's always the way it's been. They don't know that any money was spent or any lives were spent to build this huge dam. They kind of think, oh, no, this is normal here. And you think, well, no, the dam is breaking. If we don't repair it, if we don't get serious, the normal state of things is for us to be washed away. I kind of feel that way about American freedom right now. So many people don't understand that we have to be vigilant. We have to protect what we have. And by the way, if we do that, it blesses the whole world. It's not about blessing America. It's about blessing the whole world. But if we don't keep what we have, everybody suffers.
I'd like to address that by the last point that you asked me in the previous segment. This isn't just... It's not just about knowing your history or knowing world history. I mean, there's a reason the first chapter of my book is about the suffering. I mean, Why We Fight opens with my father suffering at the hands of the secret police in a communist country. But, you know, this is why it's so important to talk to you and your listeners. There's a theological aspect to all of this. It's not just knowing your history. It's about understanding what is the nature of truth. And understanding that evil exists. All politics can be separated by one question. Is man perfectible? And if you believe he isn't, if you understand he's fallen, then you will be a traditionalist. You will likely be a conservative. You will know that evil is real and has to be contained as much as we can, but we can't perfect mankind. If you believe in social engineering, if you believe that man is malleable and has no soul and that life can be perfected, well, I'm sorry, that way leads to the gulags and to the death camps. Because if you believe that, then you believe the end justifies the means, and that's how you get fascism, communism, and that's how you get even the caliphate.
Well, it's so beautiful. I remember the first time I had you on this program, we talked about something along these lines, and I thought, this is someone with whom I can discuss the deeper things, because really, that, what you've just said, is indeed at the heart of it all. If we understand who we are, what does it mean to be human? It means to be made in the image of Almighty God, but fallen, broken, and without the Messiah of the scriptures, we can never be redeemed. So the idea that we can be redeemed or resurrected without the cross of Jesus Christ, most Christians would sort of claim to understand this, but I think that we have to connect it, as you've just done, to global ideology. There have been ideologies such as the one in which we live in the West here, American style self-government. We have always recognized that mankind has the capability to be evil, to do bad things. So if you raise human beings up and think that they can be perfected, we can be perfected, and if only we'll do this or have this technology, we can perfect our whole society. That has led to the Soviet gulag. You just said it, and it led to the Holocaust. And in our own age, it would lead to unchecked by people willing to fight, as you and I hope to do. It will lead to a different kind of Holocaust and gulag. There's just no way around it. When you think human beings can perfect ourselves without God, it's really chilling. I mean, it's the stuff of, you know, an end time novel.
If you arrogate to yourself the role of Messiah, then there is no limit to the horrors that you will justify in your role as Messiah. You can become the next Stalin, the next Hitler. If you think that it is up to you to create perfection, then you become Pol Pot and you will murder a third of your population. And you will kill anybody. For example, I mean, this is Cambodia. If that person wears a pair of spectacles, he is a déclassé enemy of the state, and he will be killed. That's what happens. When you deny God, at the end of the day, those are the risks that you run as a civilization.
It's an amazing thing, and that's why I say it's wonderful to speak with you, because I want to educate my audience. Those people who don't yet know this have to understand that when we talk about a conservative view politically, we're not just talking about some issues. We're talking about the deeper principles of who we are, who do we think we are. I mean, listen, there are strains within conservatism, within libertarianism, that miss everything you've just said. They don't get it. They think that technology is the way forward and that we don't even need to think about these kinds of things. They think that the free market is a kind of God that can be worshipped and that the free market will deliver everything. And we always have to understand that the free market and a free democracy, all of these things have to be checked by morality, by virtue. We, the people, have to make these things work. Unchecked, we can have the free market in China, and it can suppress people.
Right.
And these are deep ideas, Sebastian, and I'm so glad that not only do you understand these, but you're writing about them and speaking about them.
This is one of the great lessons of the late Michael Novak, and this is the massive flaw in my, you know, my libertarian friends. Capitalism, free markets, it's not just about the invisible hand. It's about the moral direction that market moves. It's not, you know, the bottom line is not the bottom line.
Right.
There is a moral content, and that's why, for example, having Google support the Chinese dictatorship with its censored websites, that they may be making money for their shareholders.
Yep.
But that is not capitalism.
Well, you sort of have to ask, if making money is the bottom line, what if I trade slaves, you know, on a foreign market, not in the U.S.?
Right.
Is that okay with you? Can I trade slaves? Do you mind? Can I trade in baby parts? We have to understand that everything has a moral component. And at the end of the day, the free market can give us exactly what we want, which is better pornography, robot brothels. I mean, the free market has no morality. We are the ones that's supposed to have morality.
Yep.
And if we don't exercise our morality, the free market will give us whatever we want, even if it's evil. So, folks, we're going to be right back talking to Sebastian Gorka. The new book is Why We Fight. Stick around.
This just isn't about my freedom. This is about everybody's freedom. When the government can come in and tell you what to do and what to think and what to create, and you have to choose between your livelihood and your faith, then we don't live in a free America.
That is Baronelle Stutzman, a grandmother and small business owner who's being sued by the ACLU and her state government. And if she loses, she could be on the hook to pay more than $1 million to her opponents. If this could happen to her, it can happen to you, which is why Alliance Defending Freedom exists. They provide free legal services to those whose freedoms are under attack, but they cannot do it without your help. Your gift of $100 will help Baronelle and Alliance Defending Freedom in this crucial fight. And thanks to a matching grant, your gift is doubled when you give right now. Click the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at MetaxasTalk.com or call 800-556-2770. That's 800-556-2770 or give now at MetaxasTalk.com. MetaxasTalk.com.
You shield my head in the day of battle. Amen?
Amen.
Based on the true story of an army chaplain and his wife.
I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family under God.
It made me appreciate family more.
The theme of redemption was just so powerful.
If that couple can find hope, I think we all can.
Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. For tickets and showtimes, go to indivisiblemovie.com.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code MIKE2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com and the promo code MIKE2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
Hey folks, it's
It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Sebastian Gorka, the author of Why We Fight. Sebastian, you know what I'm wondering is that if the left has run out of ideas, and let's face it, the left is no longer the left. They're the radical, bitter left. They're not the left of 1990 or even the left of 2000. It's not the left of Al Gore, John Kerry. I mean, the whole thing has shifted. What I'm wondering is whether if you can't win by violence and you can't win by arguments, don't you have to move? In other words, don't people have to say that the goalposts have been moved? And so the argument needs to be within ideas that work, right? Within the realm of ideas that work. And so it's almost like you want to have a choice between this kind of conservatism and this kind of conservatism and this kind of conservatism, because people are voting and they're saying the left is out of ideas. I mean, I've never seen it so clearly. You know, it doesn't mean that they have nothing to contribute, but they've been quieted by the loudest voices, by the voices inciting violence and that kind of thing. And I think your average American sees this, and that we are really seeing an historic shift right now.
I think the issue of content, policy platforms is, you know, perhaps most damning for the Democrats. Well, what are they running on in 3 weeks' time? What is, you know, we want to have more unemployment. We want to have less growth. We want to have war on the North Korean Peninsula, not peace. There is no content. But there's also the question of tactics and the composure and the comportment of the left. This is the most depressing thing of the four hero stories in my book, Why We Fight. The last one, Whitaker Chambers, should be an eye-opener, because those who were shocked by the treatment meted out by the left on Justice Kavanaugh need to understand this is not new. And I'm not talking about Clarence Thomas, and I'm not talking about Bork.
Right.
I'm talking about a man in 1948 who, again, stood up for the truth in front of Congress and was destroyed. His reputation was destroyed by the Democrats. He was accused of being a homosexual, a drunkard, an alcoholic, accused of being responsible for his brother's death. All of it, a tissue of lies. And this was 1948. So, yes, the question is, what do the Democrats stand for today? If they have no reasonable policies, what about the way they treat other Americans? What choice do you have left?
Well, it really is. We're living in strange times, and I guess it's why I'm grateful for your voice. You encourage us to fight and to understand that we must fight. I think that right now there are voices like yours, the president to some extent at the head of them, who are not going to back down. In the past, I think the GOP has really had its finger in the wind a little too much, and everything is at stake. We're out of time, but Sebastian, just a joy to have you back. As soon as I'm back from my travels, we'll have you back again. Congratulations on the book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eric, and good luck with your book. God bless.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.